Hello, and welcome back to the Peter Mackay Motorsport Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of our podcast, and thanks so much to all of you who have been listening over the last couple of weeks. I really appreciate all of your support of my little podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the British Superbike Championship and how we're reaching very much the conclusion and the business end of the British Superbike Championship. Only one more meeting to go, the triple header meeting at Brands Hatch. So what we're going to talk about today is the round which concluded yesterday at Donington Park on the full length circuit, on the Grand Prix circuit. And, well, it was absolute domination from Scott Redding, really putting one hand on the title trophy. When we talked about the showdown system in the British Superbike Championship, so basically it's like the playoffs of the season, where for the final three rounds of the year, the points are reset and the top six riders are put forward for the playoffs, basically, or the showdown, as they call it in the British Superbike Championship. So although there's six people qualifying for the playoffs, the three main contenders have been the three main Ducati riders, so Scott Redding and Josh Brooks on the Paul Bird Motorsport B Wiser Ducatis, and Tommy Bridwell on the heroic Oxford Racing Products Moto Rapido Ducati team, who are doing just a giant killing job as a small outfit to take on the might of Paul Bird Motorsport, who are very long established in the British Superbike Championship and have competed at the top level in MotoGP and World Superbike as well, but are also a very, very well-financed team as well. So they've done a great job. And Tommy Bridwell, this has been a coming-of-age season for him. But really, as it's turned out, the title is going to come down to Josh Brooks and Scott Redding. So the three rounds that will be part of the showdown, we've had Assen in Holland, and we just had Donington there at the weekend, and we've only got Brands Hatch left to go. And coming into the showdown, it was very clear that the two Ducati men, Josh Brooks and Scott Redding, had different parts of the showdown where they could really take an advantage. So Scott Redding, who's grown up on Grand Prix circuits, traveling in the Spanish Championship and then in Moto2 and MotoGP. These are the types of tracks that he loves, and Assen in particular, when British Superbike goes on their holidays to the north of Holland. Assen is a circuit which Scott Redding not only knows very well, but absolutely loves the layout of the circuit, and so he would very much had the advantage there and came home from Assen with the double victory. Donington again was the site of Scott Redding's first ever Grand Prix win. He was the youngest ever winner of a Grand Prix back at 15 years old back in 2008 in the 125cc race at Donington Park. And so Donington is a circuit which he really, really enjoys. And this weekend did the same thing, did the double. He was threatened in both races, but really, really controlled both races very, very well indeed. But I mentioned it in the podcast a couple of episodes ago that Scott Redding had to really, to give himself the best chance of the British Superbike title, he had to make sure that he scored big points at Assen and at Donington. And the reason why I say that is because Brands Hatch, the meeting which will conclude the British Superbike Championship in about 2 weeks' time, there's a triple header race at Brands Hatch, so three races, and Josh Brooks has an absolutely fantastic record at the Brands Hatch circuit. And there's been many final days of the championship at Brands Hatch where Josh Brooks has performed incredibly well. I remember one year on the Taiko Suzuki, as it was then, before they went to BMW, Josh Brooks won all three races on the day. And often being the middle of mid to late October in the United Kingdom, often the weather can be cold and wet, which can play absolute havoc on the results. Now, Scott Redding goes into the Brands Hatch meeting with a 28-point lead, a very healthy lead indeed, with 25 points for a win, 20 for second, and 16 for third. So it's a very handy lead indeed. However, one small mistake in a wet first race and a win for Josh Brooks, and all of a sudden it's all to play for. You know, we had a couple of years ago, poor old Leon Haslam, he came into the Brands Hatch meeting with a very, very strong lead and had three poor races, one with a couple not his fault at all with mechanical failure, and Shaky Byrne pinched the title. And in fact, on that particular day, Josh Brooks on the tag Yamaha, he nearly clinched the title as well with some very good riding throughout that meeting. So the championship is absolutely not over, but if you look at the showdown so far, the four races that we've had, Reading's taken a maximum 100 points and Josh Brooks has taken just 69. So, you know, it's just been such a turnaround in fortunes. But Scott Redding will know that Brands Hatch is not been his favourite circuit so far on the British Superbike calendar, and it is very much one of Josh Brooks's favourites, or certainly one that he's had fantastic results over the years. When they were back at Brands Hatch earlier in the year, back in June, the race won in tricky conditions. Josh Brooke won the race and Scott Redding ended up in 22nd. Tried to take a risk of going on a different type of tyre and it cost him. And in the second race, where conditions were a little bit more equal, Josh Brooks won the race again, but with Scott Redding this time taking the third place, the final place on the podium. However, he was 10 seconds back from Josh Brooks. So it's going to be fascinating. The final round at Brands Hatch of the British Superbike Championship always gives drama, always. And I just have a feeling that there's just one little trick up the sleeve, and Josh Brooks will be coming into that meeting absolutely determined to add his second British Superbike title and to not be beaten by this young upstart coming in from MotoGP and coming in and bypassing or back on his way to the World Superbike paddock. So Scott Redding, he's got his ride in the bag next year in a factory Ducati team, taking Alvaro Bautista's seat in the factory Ducati team on the Aruba.it Ducati. That will be amazing to watch, going up against Jonathan Rea on a good bike. You never know what Scott will be able to show us. He'll know a lot of the circuits as well. Josh Brooks is reportedly will be back with Paul Bird Motorsport next year. And, well, if the Ducati seems to have the same advantage next year as it does this year, well, watch out for him next season. I really want to talking of Ducatis, I really want to talk about Tommy Bridewell, because he had a fantastic weekend. It was second in race one and third in race two, and running very close to the pace of the PBM Bwiser Ducatis of Reading and Brooks. And you've got to understand, you know, Moto Rapido, Oxford Racing Products, Ducati, they're a one bike team. They're a small team, but with great ambition and a great rider. I mean, Tommy Bridewell, unfortunately, his crash in race one at Assen last meeting was really, really unfortunate. I don't think it would have kept, if he'd stayed on, I don't think it would have made much difference to his championship chances. I think Reading and Brooks are out into the distance already. But the overall throughout the year, the consistency of finishes, he's hardly ever been out of the top five. It's been brilliant to watch Bridewell, because he's ridden pretty much every British Superbike there is to ride. So it's fantastic to see him doing so well. And with Reading out of the picture next year, you never know how the British Superbike Championship will go next year. Also, we've seen in the last few races, we've seen a real resurgence from Bradley Rea. We talked a little bit about it on the podcast last time out. Bradley Rea, he's a very difficult season on the Suzuki. It appears a very difficult bike to get a setup, but I think him and his build-based Suzuki team have now got that bike sorted out. We saw good showings on it from Luke Stapleford and Assen, and Bradley Rea's had some excellent performances. He qualified in third position at Donington, which was really special, really, really good. And then, unfortunately, in race one, he had his rear brake caliper fall off the bike and causing him to retire, which is he's had a number of really unfortunate mechanical errors, which have no fault of his own that have held him back. But so coming into race two, that put him back at 19th on the grid, because he'd had to retire so early on in the race in race one. But coming from 19th on the grid and in a field like British Superbikes, where the lap times are so close. I mean, in qualifying, the top 15 covered by 0.9 seconds. I mean, just extraordinary. And he came from 19th position on the grid to 6th in race two. I mean, showing really, really excellent pace. And I think Bradley Ray, he's a guy who can get the right package. Potentially a move away from Suzuki might be the way to go, and get onto a winning package. And you never know what we might see from the young man from Kent. A shout out also to Taylor McKenzie. He showed very, very well in free practice and in qualifying as well, and his first time out on the Tyco BMW Superbike, dovetailing his commitments with the Bathams BMW team in the Superstock 1000 Championship, so effectively the road bike equivalent of the Superbike, so slightly different machines, but similar power and what have you. So, but unfortunately had a bit of an off in one of the Stock 1000 races, which unfortunately took him out of his attempt to race in the BSB races. But hopefully we'll see him. I'm hoping they'll have some outings planned for him with Tyco BMW on the Superbike at Brands Hatch. And hopefully, I think Taylor McKenzie is now ready to make that jump full-time to the British Superbike Championship. He's had a few goes, he's had a few opportunities within the British Superbike Championship, but they've never quite seemed to gel. But I think now, given his performances in the Stock 1000s championship over the last couple of seasons, with a championship win of a couple of years ago, so it was, you know, really, really good to see him getting that opportunity, and I think he would make a good addition to the Tyco BMW team. We saw also on the waiting on the grid when James Whittam doing was his grid walk before the first race. We saw him have a chat with Glenn Irwin, who sadly lost his ride with Tyco BMW for the last couple of races, which was a real pity. But the understanding is within the paddock, the rumour going around is that basically his plan for next year was what was preventing him staying racing with Tyco BMW for the remaining couple of rounds. So obviously seems to have something put together for next year. We know that, you know, Glenn's done incredibly well, winning the Superbike race at the Northwest 200 over the last couple of years, both on the Ducati and the Kawasaki. Strange, you know, winning the Northwest 200 Superbike race this year on the Kawasaki, when he really struggled with it on the short circuits, which is quite interesting. And we believe that Glenn wants to start heading towards the Isle of Man TT as well. So going to a team that can kind of guarantee that sort of activity, maybe a team with a bit more of a road racing influence as well, perhaps somebody like Smith's BMW, something like that, we never know. Or maybe even the factory Honda team. We know that in World Superbike there is a new supposedly a new Honda Fireblade coming with all the bells and whistles, but we'll just need to wait and see whether A, they get that for the British Championship as well, and if it's all it's cracked up to be. We've heard about this dream new Honda for so long now that I'll believe it when I see it. But I can imagine a brand new from the ground up Honda Fireblade. Could be a good machine to climb onto. So that's British Superbikes at the moment. It's a two horse race. It's the PBM show. Scott Redding against Josh Brooks. You know, ex MotoGP star, heading for World Superbikes. Brooks, the real BSB veteran. He knows the tracks inside out. He knows the championship inside out. He's really comfortable in that team. It's clearly the most superior bike. The drive out the corner that it has and the braking that it has, it's quite extraordinary to watch. So I think if we get clean weather at Brands Hatch, which would be We'd be lucky if we got all clean weather across all three races. If we get clean weather, Brooks has got a lot of work to do, and he kind of needs Reading to make some mistakes. If the rain comes down, anything can happen. Judging by all the other season finales at Brands Hatch over the years, we could be in for a real treat. But that's also remember that the first race would be on Saturday, and then you got two on Sunday. So a poor race for Reading and a good race for Brooks on Saturday, and then they've got to sleep on that. And well, that's it just adds a whole other element to it, and I cannot wait to watch it. Thanks so much for tuning into this wee episode talking about the meeting at Donington Park last weekend. I really appreciate again you all tuning in to the podcast. If you'd like to receive notifications of any new episodes, you can subscribe to our channel either via Podbean or via iTunes if you're an Apple user as well. You have that option too. And also on Stitcher, which is another podcast platform that you can find our show. You can also contact me on Twitter, which is @MackayPodcast. I'd love to hear what you think about the show, anything you'd like us to cover, anything you'd like us to talk about, or anything you would like us to change. Even better, I'd love to know as well. You can follow us on Instagram, which is @PeterMackayMotorsport, and on Facebook, which is just the Peter Mackay Motorsport Podcast. So lots of ways to get in touch. We'd love to hear from you, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon. Thanks very much.